Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
How refreshing it is to see that there are judges who do believe in, respect, and understand the rule of law. And I'm speaking about Chief Justice Roy Moore in Alabama. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this clash, Matt, that's taking place in Alabama between a lower federal judge who ruled that the Alabama Constitution, the initiative, the referendum that was passed by the people, by a vote of 82% of the people, by the way, that says marriage is the union of a man and a woman, is unconstitutional on the one hand, versus the chief judge or justice on the other hand, who's written a letter, a memorandum, and now an administrative order ordering the probate judges not to participate in same-sex marriages. Matt, this is a clash that we're witnessing, and it's about time this has come to the reality that someone has begun to realize and follow, respect, and articulate the rule of law.
Yeah, and Justice Moore here, leading by example, has the full weight of the Constitution behind him, the United States Constitution, the Alabama Constitution, and this order that he has issued is powerful, well-documented, rooted in the law, unlike these rogue rulings that most of them don't even cite. They cite no precedent for redefining marriage because there is none. In fact, the standing precedent is in the U.S. Supreme Court. Baker v. Nelson agreed with a Minnesota decision that said marriage is between a man and a woman, and there is no federal question in order to determine otherwise. That's the law of the land. And so Justice Moore is standing on the law of the land, and he lays out the case, cites the Constitution, cites the case law, and then says, quote, at the end of the order, effective immediately, no probate judge of the state of Alabama, nor any agent or employee of any Alabama probate judge shall issue or recognize a marriage license that is inconsistent with Article 1, Section 3, 36.03 of the Alabama Constitution or the Alabama Code, which establish marriage, simply reestablish marriage as being defined only between a man and a woman.
Yeah, isn't that refreshing to see that? And where have all the real judges gone? Well, they've gone through law schools, and as the former dean of Liberty University School of Law, I understand what is being taught in other law schools. Liberty University is an exception to that, and there's a few others as well that actually do respect the Constitution, do respect the history of law. But in most places, what is taught in law schools to students who then become lawyers, who become judges, is that the rule of law is whatever a judge says it is, and that they can change it. And it's an evolving standard. There is no objective reality. Now, that's what we see happening with these judges. They come up on the bench, and a few years ago, they would have ruled, no, there's no right to same-sex marriage. Now, while they found this right to same-sex marriage, well, where did it come from? Well, it came out of the recesses of their mind as they're writing in the corner of their office or the corner of a building. It doesn't come from the rule of law. It's contrary to history. It's contrary to common sense. It's contrary to the Constitution. And they put it out there and they write it. It's like some individual putting out their harebrained opinion, and people think, I guess it's unconstitutional to have marriage as the union of a man and a woman. I guess we just have to fall in line with it. Well, people fell in line with Taney's bigotry. They fell in line with the Dred Scott decision regarding African Americans, that they weren't citizens entitled to full citizenship rights. And we ultimately walked right face into a civil war because the courts let us down. The courts didn't do their job. They didn't follow the rule of law. They didn't respect the dignity of the person and the history of law. And so what we see now is the same kind of thing, these judges going wild. And now we're seeing refreshing glimpses of the real rule of law and how you can actually respect the justices or the judges of a court coming from the Alabama Supreme Court.
And Justice Moore's order here, which, Matt, is binding, as opposed to this rogue judge's federal order, which is not binding in the state of Alabama, says this at the very end, and this is unambiguous. He says, should any probate judge of this state fail to follow the Constitution and statutes of Alabama as stated, it would be the responsibility of the chief executive officer of the state of Alabama, Governor Robert Bentley, in whom the Constitution vests, quote, the supreme executive power of this state, to ensure the execution of the law. The governor shall take care that the laws be faithfully executed. If the governor's supreme executive power means anything, it means that when the governor makes a determination that the laws are not being faithfully executed, he can act using the legal means that are at his disposal. And, Matt, that's a not-so-thinly-veiled threat to any of these probate judges who might get the harebrained idea to actually start issuing these fake gay marriage licenses in violation of both the Alabama Constitution and the state law.
Well, you know, Martin Luther King Jr. from the Birmingham jail wrote the letter that's famous, and he said that there are two different kinds of laws, just laws that are consistent with higher authority, higher law, and unjust laws that are inconsistent with the higher authority. And that goes back thousands of years through Judeo-Christian history and understanding that there's a higher law and then there's lower laws. The lower law has to be consistent with the higher law. Otherwise, as St. Augustine and Aquinas and others through history said, it is no law at all. In fact, if you go back even to the Nuremberg trials, the prosecutor, when some of the Nazis were being tried for crimes against humanity, for their slaughter of innocent individuals in the Nazi regime, they would say, well, this court doesn't have any jurisdiction over me. I was following German law. And the prosecutor said in response, but there is a higher law that trumps what you were doing, and you were in violation of that higher law. Now, what higher law he's talking about? He's not talking about the United States of America. He's not talking about the United Nations Declaration of Human Rights. He's talking about a higher law that comes from the created order, from God. And so this idea of a higher law is not something new. What we see happening here is an assault, a shaking of the fist by some of these judges against the higher law when they say that same-sex marriage is constitutional and anything otherwise is unconstitutional. But I want to thank Chief Justice Roy Moore and those like him that are faithful to the rule of law and articulating this order that he has done. Liberty Counsel, by the way, represents Nick Williams and other probate judges. More and more are coming on board all the time. If you know of probate judges in Alabama that refuse to participate in same-sex marriage or they're getting sued trying to force them to do so, contact Liberty Counsel because we will represent them to stand up against this nonsense.
Yeah, Matt, these rogue federal judges inventing whole cloth this notion of so-called gay marriage, you know, they can write an order saying that they are suspending the laws of gravity, but that doesn't actually suspend the laws of gravity. They can write these toothless orders saying that they are suspending the laws of Alabama and other states that recognize the reality of marriage. They're suspending what marriage actually is and try to redefine it, but that doesn't make it so.
It doesn't make it so, absolutely. And that's why we are encouraging these people to stand. We have already articulated this before. Stand your ground. Don't give up the battle. Don't give in. Stand for principle. We'll come in to help. I believe that the vast majority of American people are not going to stand for this kind of bullying by the courts. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org, or call us today at 800-671-1776. Stand with Liberty Counsel in your prayers, because we understand that this is a spiritual battle that's being played out in the physical, but this is a direct assault on our Judeo-Christian values. Frankly, it's a direct assault on God to pretend to redefine the natural created order. Two men are not the same as a husband and wife, a man and a woman. That, as a policy matter, says that, boys, you don't need fathers or mothers because two people of the same sex are just as good as two people of the opposite sex. Well, that's nonsense, and it is destructive to marriage, destructive to children, and it's a direct clash against our religious freedom. If you know of any other situations in your town, give us a call at Liberty Council. If you know of people in Alabama, probate judges, call us. We'll stand with them. Pray for Liberty Council as we stand together. Support Liberty Council in your financial support as well, so that we can go out to stand for truth and liberty. Go to lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.